Alicia Castro, ALICIA Castro, 11473, Toledo. Today is 11-8. 49-year-old woman comes in today for a follow-up of gastroesophageal reflux, abdominal pain, history of vertigo, spinal stenosis with a soft carotid plaque. 2 years ago, needs follow-up, palpitation, nausea, vomiting, pelvic pain, pleural edema, right side and right wrist pain, period. In the paragraph, patient states that she's lost 4 pounds because she's been working extra hard. She works outside as a laborer, and she's very active, period. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is due next year. Mammogram was done last year. Allergy, no drug allergy, medication, pantoprotonics, medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, surgery, C-section, hernia surgery, hysterectomy a year ago in Mexico. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, has 2 children. COVID immunization is up to date. Flu shot not up to date. Does not get flu shots on a regular basis. Here we have a 49-year-old woman in no distress, 143 pounds, lost about 3 pounds from last visit, 99%, 98, 16, 67, 119 over 71. Heart positive, swim positive, so lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next week, if it is skin, feels the natural arm, because of the illusion, logical, non-focal. Number one, gastroesophageal reflux. Number two, H. pylori has been negative. Number three, continue with protonics. Number four, recent blood work at work showed glucose 93, hemoglobin A1C 5.3, blood pressure 130 over 76, cholesterol 201, triglycerides 209, HDL 50, LDL 118, period. New paragraph, carotid ultrasound was done to evaluate patient's solitary carotid soft plaque on the left side shows no evidence of changes. Next number is abdominal pain was done because of nausea, vomiting, gas, and symptoms of abdominal pain and gastroesophageal reflux. No change was noted from a year ago. Next number is shoddy, SHOTTY, lymphadenopathy in the neck remains the same. Next number is, as far as wrist pain is concerned, I suspect musculoskeletal or tenosynovitis. Next number is no vascular issues noted in the upper extremity. Next number is no vascular issues noted in the lower extremity in face of pleural edema. Next number is there's a mild PVD. Next number, continue with that exercise. Next number is continue with increasing activity. Next number is finally discussing patient admission for leaving the office. Next number is once again is upset, including her thyroid test. Thank you.